Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Gloria, touching me. Do you love it in me?
Just give me a minute. Just want to say good morning to everyone. Welcome to Hope Victoria Studios. So blessed that you are on and joining me on today. I bless God for you all every day. I'm glad you tune in each week. I am, for those who are new to the podcast, my name is Wanda Martin Woodard, and I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victoria, telling oppressed people eternal. You can look at all the replays on my Hope Victoria's page on Facebook. You can go to Hope Victoria's on YouTube. Everything is Hope Victoria's. And you can go on my Instagram, which is Hope Victoria's the number 2. Amen. So I bless God for you on this morning. I didn't get a chance to comment on your the comments that you are sent in on last week, but I do bless God for you. I will do that today. I just love you all so much, and I am just so happy about the testimonies, and I'm just happy about all the great things that you are truly doing in your lives and how God has really raised you up into great women and men. But on today, I just want to say before we get started, you guys, that I apologize for the pre-order, but pre-orders are pre-orders. And you know when you say pre-orders, that means that it's going to take a minute. But once we get that first shipment out, everything is going to flow. You ain't got to worry about being late for your product. But this is the pre-order stages. For those who have ordered, I thank God for you. Thank you for your patience. And those who would like to order my coffee line, which is Hope and Faith, so loving it, y'all. Oh, my God, I love these two blends, Hope and Faith. Faith is a French roast. And Hope is a breakfast dough blend. I just love it, love it, love it. So I bless God for you all on today. You can go to www.hopevictorias.com, hopevictorias.com, and you can check out my website, and you can purchase T-shirts, coffee mugs, coffee. So let's get started. So on today, God has really been pressing my spirit about don't give up. Don't give up. So on today, like the other week, we talked about First Samuel chapter 1, talking about Hannah, who wanted a baby so bad. But I told those who are, you don't have to think about, and those who want a baby, or those who, you can look at other things that you had just been, you know, praying and believing God for, or things that you're holding inside of your womb, like a dream or a business or whatever God has given to you that you have been dreaming and praying about, praying about your children, praying about your loved ones, praying about relationships, praying about a new job, or praying about, you know, just your mental stability. Whatever you have been praying for up on, don't give up. Don't give up on those things. Don't give up on believing that God can't do it, because, oh, yes, he can. Amen. Don't give up. I posted a flyer on this morning. I posted, let me just go to the post here, because I just feel that sometimes in our life, sometimes we become so discouraged because we've been praying for something for so long, it hasn't come to pass. But I'm truly a believer for those that we have prayed for, things that we have prayed for has come to pass. And even if it didn't come past in the way that we thought it should come past, God sometimes blesses us with other things. Things that he feels that's more better for us than things that we're praying for. Amen. Because sometimes you could be praying for something and God turn around and shift it where it's something similar to that, but it's not exactly what you wanted. But isn't it perfect, y'all? Isn't it beautiful? Hallelujah. And when we step out of the way and let God's will take on, isn't it beautiful? when God steps in and give us what he thinks that we should have, you know, or what not what we want all the time, because sometimes we could be praying for some things and it's not what we think we want it and we think is good for us. But then when we put it in God's hands and pray about it, God blesses us, but it's in a different way. And when you look back, you be like, oh, my God, that was so more perfect than what I prayed for, Father. It was so much perfect than what I prayed for. So don't give up on today. Be not weary in well doing, in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Don't give up on today. Those who are entrepreneurs, and it may seem like, you know, oh, my God, I can't get this thing off the ground. You know, it's already off the ground. You just got to look at it and believe that it is off the ground. You got to look at it and believe that, you know, God did open up that door. And those are things that you have to believe God for and know without a shadow of a doubt that God did already reign on that situation. Hallelujah. I pray for flood on today, flood of businesses, flood of products, flood of increases. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I bless God for my mother who turned 79 on yesterday. Oh, my gosh, God is so amazing. Happy birthday to my mom. So beautiful, stunning, and just elegant. And I bless God for her. And she has a prayer life, and she trusts, and she believes God. And I watched her over the years, how she prayed about things and didn't give up and believe it. And things that she didn't even share with her daughters, I knew she was crying about something. And, boy, when I would hear her in the front room just jumping up and down and shouting and praising, me, my sister, and my dad would look at each other like, well, God answered her prayers. And not that we knew that every time she rejoices because, oh, my God, God did something for me, he answered my prayers. No, it's just her joy. It was her joy. But things that I knew that she was praying about and didn't ever say anything, I knew that God had healed. I knew that he had been delivered and set free. So I'm saying to you all, and get in a place of when you praise God, don't do it always for something. It has to be something. Because you ever been in a place where you so happy and you praising God and somebody said, oh, what happened? He blessed you on today? Yeah, he blessed me on today. I'm breathing. I'm living. I'm walking. It don't have, always have to be like a manipulation thing. I'm only going to praise you, God, when you bless me. Mm-mm. I praise you because the sun is shining. I praise you because I woke up. I praise you because I was able to even say, hallelujah. I praise you because I was even able to say hallelujah. But don't give up. So let me read this to you on today. I posted it. Says, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. Hallelujah. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't give up. No matter how you feel. It says show up. Let me go back to this. It says show up, never give up, and get up. But first you got to get up, dress up, show up, and never get up, and never give up. Hallelujah. First you got to get up. So get up from that place. Going back to 1 Samuel chapter 1, when Hannah went up to Shiloh every year because her husband gave sacrifices to the Lord. And each year he would give Hannah a worthy portion. But to Peninnah, his other wife he was married to, and her children, he didn't give her a portion like he gave to Hannah. And Peninnah was so angry and so jealous of her. Now, she's coveting over Hannah. Hannah is the one who's been praying for something that she had. She didn't want hers, but she wanted her own. Amen? But she prayed and prayed about it. And Peninnah vexing her sore, getting her or trying to make her go off course, get off focus, because she wanted something that Hannah had, and that was the love of their husband. Hannah wanted children like Peninnah had, but she didn't cover over Peninnah's children. Yes, she wanted them, but she didn't cover over that. Yes, she may have wanted a business, but she didn't cover over that business. She wanted one of her own. Hallelujah. So you get the picture, because sometimes we cover over what other people have And you don't know their story. You don't know what they went through to get what they have. But Hannah didn't want what she had. And she wanted something of her own. But she believed the God that she served, huh, was merciful and graceful and big enough and powerful enough to bless her with something of her own. Hallelujah. So you don't have to covet over other people's things. Even if it's something that they're doing on the line that you want to do, get out there and do it. It's enough for everybody. These platforms are so big, for everybody. It's a whole demographic out here that some of us haven't even touched because it's so huge. So it's enough for everybody. Why are we so stingy? Why we don't want to share? Why we shut down? I'm scared this person will steal that. Steal that. Mm-mm. What's for you is for you. And yes, people do steal stuff. Yeah, they do. Dreams and things like that. But you got to know without a shadow of a doubt, whatever God has for you, it's for you. And this platform is big for everybody. And it's enough for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So what I'm saying unto you on today, don't give up. Because I so feel that in my spirit about some folks just want to give up because they're tired. And I get that tired place that you're in because you just want to give up because it'll seem like nothing is turning. But no matter how Hannah felt, she still went to the altar, even when the priest accused her of being drunk. Even though she knew she didn't put nothing in her mouth other than a praise to God, and she was accused of being drunk. But guess what Hannah did? Hannah still prayed. She didn't allow Penina to get off focus. Hallelujah. She didn't allow the priest who accused her of being drunk, the man of God, she didn't care. She still didn't get off focus. And that's how we got to be. Don't allow folks to get you off focus. Don't allow folks to make you feel like knock you off your square. Because, see, that's what the enemy wants, to knock you off your square. Get up, get dressed, show up, and don't give up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And what is our affirmation we say every week? I am fierce. I am powerful and I am beautiful. Hallelujah. Say it. I am fierce. I am powerful and I am beautiful. Tell that to your children. Hallelujah. Before they walk out that door, after you pray for them, tell it to your boys that they are handsome, they are powerful, and they are fierce. Tell it to your daughters. They are beautiful, powerful, and they are fierce. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people can make you feel like you're worth it. Make you feel like you're not credible, you know, like you insufficient, like you don't mean anything, you know, on this earth. Oh, yes, you do, because you are enough. You are enough. And don't let no folk tell you, nobody tell you that you're not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. But don't give up on today. Hold on. Fight the good fight. Paul said he fought a good fight. He knew before he left this earth, he fought a good fight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm saying to you on today, don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't give up. Because God is with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Ask God, Lord, help me to get up from where I am. Help me to move out where I am and turn this space that I'm in. Because sometimes we can be in such a space that we can't even breathe. You got to breathe. Get out of that space that you're in, that head space that you're in. Don't allow nobody to rob you of your joy or to make or have you come out of your character. Don't do that. Hannah didn't come out of her character, and I know she probably had some choice words for Penina, but she didn't allow them to come off her character, and then she could have left the house of the Lord and said, you know what? Even you are prejudging me here, you judging me, and all I did was walk into the house of the Lord and you judging me. But she didn't. She said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. Eli blessed her. When she went home, God knew God was on his mind. It was on his mind. He remembered her, and she was able to conceive. God remembers you. You able to purchase those things that you want. God remembers you. You able to open up that franchise. Hallelujah. You able to open up that business. Hallelujah. Even when you feel like the world is coming down on you or coming up against you, remove those bricks. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, throw those stones back that don't belong to you that people threw and you're carrying around. That's theirs. Throw them back into the pit of hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel it. I just feel it. Remove those bricks off of you, layer by layer. Come on, y'all. Just move them off of you. Peel them off of you. Move them off of you. Just start picking them off of you so you can feel lighter. You carry around everybody else's weight, everybody else's stuff, and it's causing you to diminish who you once were. And even when you try to become a better you, remove all of that from you. Hallelujah. Remove all of that from you. Remove it. Don't allow that dirtiness to stay on top of you. Clean yourself off. Brush it off. Don't give up on today because God loves you. He is with you, and he loves you. He's making sure nobody called in. Who wanted to call in, you could press 1, and I'll take your call. If you could press 1, the number, and just press 1, and I'll take your call if you wanted to comment or say something. But God is so faithful, y'all, and he is so good, and I just love him so much because he is worthy and worthy to be praised. I do trust God at all times, even when it feels like everything is crumbling on me, when everything is falling on top of me. It feel like I can't breathe. It feel like, Lord, have mercy, it's too much, but nothing's too much. Cast your cares upon God. And then it's another thing, because sometimes we feel like nobody don't understand. Nobody understands where we are. Nobody understands the place that I am in. The trick of the enemy. Because when we do that, we isolate ourselves from each other. We isolate ourselves from the world and from our loved ones because we feel like don't nobody understand. And some things, I get it, because some things we can't share. Sometimes we can't tell it. Sometimes we just can't because God don't want us to share it. But you get up every morning, every night, during the middle of the day, at night, and talk it over with the Lord. Talk it over with him. But don't remove yourself from this earth till God removes you. You hear me? Don't remove yourself from this earth until God removes you. Hallelujah. Put those needles, those syringes down. Hallelujah. Get the help that you need, but don't give up on life. Put down the cough medicine that makes you fall asleep at night. Pull all that stuff in the trash if you don't have a cold. Hallelujah. Put the pills up. Don't kill yourself on today. Don't give up because God is with you. He is with you. You got to just hear him and see him. Even if you don't feel him, he's there. Even when I don't feel God, I know that he's there. I know he's carrying me. Hallelujah. Hannah did not give up. She kept on pushing. She kept on going because she knew that it was something greater. And how about if she would have given up? She would never met her little boy, Samuel, that she'd been praying for so long. That business that you waiting to get off the ground. Hallelujah. Oh, it's coming. The customers are coming. But you got to believe God that they are coming. You got to believe God that it's on its way. You got to believe God that, you know, what he said he was going to do, he's going to do. Hallelujah. And I know it's hard. It's hard when you look on the news, all the stuff that's going on around us. And we're like, Lord, you know, keep praying. Keep believing God because he loves you that much, you know. And remove the bitterness out of your heart that you feel like you can't walk into the house of the Lord anymore. You can because you've been prejudged. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's looking at you. Everybody has something negative to say about you. You keep on walking. You keep on pushing. You keep on working it out. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God loves you? Don't you know that he cares for you? It's going to happen, y'all. It's going to happen. What you pray for, mark my words, is going to come to pass. I truly believe God for that. I've been praying about some things, and I'm seeing things unfolding. I'm seeing God is just doing what he does best. Hallelujah. But I'm at the place where I'm trusting God. I'm at the place where I'm believing God. I'm at the place where, God, I know you have never failed me. You've never failed me. And I know you're not going to fail me now. Hallelujah.
keep trusting God. Keep believing him and know that he is everything he said he would be to you. Hallelujah. So on today, I just want to just tell you before we close that don't give up. Be not weary in well doing in due season. You should reap if you faint not. Don't faint before he bless you. Don't faint before you get what he has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this past year, I've been stepping out on some things, and I'm trusting and believing God for it. And it seems like every time I get up, here come the enemy. But I got to keep stepping. I got to keep moving. I got to keep doing. I got to keep going. Because the more I step up, the more he got to back off. The more I get up, the more I get up, the more I dress up, and then I show up, and then I don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can't do nothing with that. But he tries to keep you down. He tries to keep you down. It's like a grasshopper inside of a jar. When we kids and we would put the grasshoppers inside of the jar, I didn't, but I have friends that did. And I'm looking at them, and I see the grasshopper, you know, trying to get out of there. And I'm saying, let the grasshopper out. Why would you put the grasshopper in the jar? But the grasshopper, even when the lid was shut on them, they still kept pushing to get out. They still kept crawling to get out, that grasshopper from getting out. And guess what? Eventually that grasshopper got out. Because no matter how much weight, no matter how many lids, no matter how many pieces of tissue they tried to put on the top of the jar, they wasn't trying to kill the grasshopper, but they was just, you know, putting it like as a pet. Well, that's not your pet, because they supposed to be running around in the field. And grasshopper got out, and they let it out. And it was time to get out. That grasshopper jumped out. You know why? Because it didn't matter how much people put on top of them, how much a piece of paper or tissue they put over top, even if they probably put a lid on, it didn't matter. The grasshopper still got out. The grasshopper still said, I'm getting out of here. I don't care what you do. I'm getting out of here. And that's how you got to be. You keep jumping and keep jumping. And even if it feels like something hit you and knocked you out and you can't jump as high, you keep jumping, because when you keep jumping, you're strengthening your limbs. You're strengthening your legs. So you keep jumping until your legs build back up. Jump out of that thing again. You keep jumping till you land where God wants you to land. Hallelujah. You keep jumping and jumping in the direction God wants you to go. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody put you down or keep you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on today. So in our closing, I just want to say to you that one of my favorite scriptures, be not weary well doing. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. So be blessed on today. And just know that God loves you. He loves you, and he cares for you, and he's wrapping his arms around you. I thank you all for joining me for each week. Next week, call in, because I want to hear from you all. And just tell me how your day has been going. The numbers posted on my page, the Hope Victoria's page. And just, you know, just rock out with me next Tuesday, y'all. Hallelujah. Is this my second Tuesday? I've gotten over here, and I have not been drinking my coffee because I've been so into the word, but I got it, y'all. Hallelujah. I know my daughter don't like when I have the lipstick on here, but okay. I'm going to turn around so you won't see my lipstick. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And have a good day. Know that God loves you and that he cares for you, and don't give up. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word every day. I thank you for new beginnings, dear God. I thank you for shutting down doors that need to be shut. I thank you for closing doors that need to be closed. I thank you, God, for just being with us and loving us and keeping us and strengthen us every step of the way. I thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. You said in that word, God shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in our heart that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, and I shall be saved. I love you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you, he cares for you, and I see you all next Tuesday. God bless you. Have a good day. Bye. Oh, and I just want to say before I go, congratulations to Tia. She is the first Black-owned Sweet Teas, which is in the Reading Terminal. Sweet Teas. So go out and check her out in Reading Terminal. She's the first Black owner. Hallelujah. I bless God for her. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sweet Teas in the Reading Terminal. Her pastries, her desserts, pies, you name it, all delicious, scrumptious. Okay, God bless you. Have a good day. Bye.